You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class. It is KGYM here in Eastern Iowa. Scott Unash from our studios here in the Southwest Side. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Listening in on 1600 AM along with 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker. However you listen to us, we do thank you. You can also listen to the podcasts. They're available at KGYM Radio. You can also go to Apple or Spotify to listen in on anything you may have missed. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will join us coming up in about a half an hour or so. We'll get your fantasy football questions answered and ready to go for the week of the National Football League. All games are on as of the moment. That is certainly not the case as far as the NCAA slate this weekend is concerned, as several more games going by the wayside today. UNLV and Colorado State is the latest to go by the wayside today. And we'll talk a little bit of football on the program today. I mentioned Chris Liss will join us and a whole lot more. We got the NBA draft coming up tonight. And should be very interesting. Tyrese Haliburton will have his name called very early in the proceedings tonight, I would imagine. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm ready to knock it out of the park. Let's go.
Yeah, you betcha.
Fastball, curveball, let's do it.
Well, you're going to be hitting a lot more and batting a lot more than Robinson Cano will be in 2021.
Yes, sir.
Because if you have missed it, Major League Baseball just announcing, the New York Mets also announcing that All-Star Robinson Cano of the New York Mets is going to be suspended for the entirety of the 2021 season due to his second substance abuse pop, if you will. And first one, you get whatever it is, 60 days, what have you. I'd have to look it up. But if you you get another violation, you are going to miss a year, and he's going to miss a year, and more importantly, probably to Robinson Cano, Mark, he is going to miss out on $24 million.
Yeah, he missed 80 games in 2018 and tested for a different substance, a form of testosterone. I'm sorry. It's not that hard a word to pronounce, but at any rate, obviously a foolish mistake on Cano's part. The good news for the Mets, I guess, you lose Cano, but you gain $24 million in operating capital. Cano has 2 years left on his contract, and he's 38 right now. So, you know, is this the end for him? Will the Mets tolerate him anymore? He's a wonderful player, has been. Hit about 310 this year in an abbreviated season, but my goodness, how foolish.
It is, and not a not the best move, certainly, by Robinson Cano. Stan, I'm not even going to try to pronounce the performance-enhancing drug that was found. It's spelled STANOZOLOL. So that is his second positive test. He was suspended 80 games, like you mentioned, back in 2018, and $24 million he is going to forfeit. Now, the Mariners pay just under $4 million of that. I'm with you. I'm not so sure Robinson Cano is going to be a member of the New York Mets much longer. He will be 39 next year, and to be honest with you, the Mets got some young people that they can move around in the infield and move at least one into the outfield. And I think you can't replace a guy with the ability, certainly, of a Robinson Cano. but you're not going to tolerate this. I would imagine if you're the New York Mets and are looking to go young and try to contend in the National League East in 2021.
Yeah, you probably had your plans in place up till this news, but again, $24 million more to work with in the Mets front office. And, you know, even if, you know, he doesn't play, he's got 2 years left on his contract. So I'm not sure how contracts can be broken, if they can, but still stands to make quite a bit of money the next 2 years.
Yeah, he does. Very much so. 319-366-1600. That is our text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Very happy to report that once again today we've got another delicious bottle of Cedar Ridge straight bourbon whiskey. Now the number one selling bourbon in Iowa, surpassing Maker's Mark and Jim Beam. And we've got another bottle for you to win, one of our listeners out there, before 4 o'clock today. And of course, they are the first craft distiller in the country to produce the number one selling bourbon in any state. And we are celebrating that this week here on the Jim Class. And if you're looking for a wonderful holiday gift for the upcoming holiday season, and you can drop that off on the porch of your favorite relative or what have you. You don't even need to get together to give the Cedar Ridge bourbon, Mark. You can just make plans, somebody to pick it up and whatnot. It makes a perfect holiday gift.
No question about it. And each day we've offered you a question to answer. And the first one Monday was really a softball. It was a hanging slider right in the zone. Yesterday was kind of like a Mike Boddicker slurve.
You went there.
throw you off a little bit. I think I have a dandy question today as well.
Yeah. You just brought up all kinds of memories of 1983 for me. More than Tony La Russa now being the manager of the Chicago White Sox. Of course, the Sox losing to Mike Boddicker and the Orioles back in 1983. Felt good for Mike. Still feel good for Mike. Feel bad for my White Sox still. 319-366-1600 at 11 minutes past the hour of 3. Again, Robinson Cano, the big story coming out over the last half hour or so, as he will miss the 2021 season. We hope we have a 2021 season. We'll see how it all plays out. As we mentioned, as far as games are concerned, a lot of NCAA football games already by the wayside. It's interesting to note that this is not a guarded secret or anything like that, but Chris Klieman, the coach at Kansas State, being very transparent on the fact that his K-State Wildcats are right on the cusp as far as not being able to play football right now. And, of course, Iowa State and K-State scheduled to hook up this Saturday, 1 o'clock with the pregame, 1600 a.m. and 102.3 FM. 3 o'clock with the kickoff for that one. Tim Brando is going to be on the call on the TV side. Of course, we got John Walters. I believe John's going to be back. I've not heard that he's not going to be back after his missing the Baylor game due to positive test as COVID-19. But should be John and Eric on the call of that one. But we did have one Big 12 game go by the wayside earlier on today, and that is Texas and Kansas will not be playing. Kansas with a COVID problem, a lot of it contact tracing as far as one particular position is concerned. So the depth is gone there, and they will not be able to play on Saturday.
Well, this is what we've come to get used to, I guess, like it or not. The postponements, cancellations from week to week continue to mount. It's about 12, 13, 14 games as we speak right now. By the way, John Walters will be back on the call, assuming his tests go well this week. John on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn on Monday, and Alex visiting with John. John said he felt good and anxious to return, so that's good, and good for our listeners right here on KGYM as well. So, yeah, it's been about the same every week. More news about postponements and cancellations, and this week's no different.
Yeah, By the way, tomorrow we are 24 hours away from the Class A championship game at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. It'll be Iowa City Regina and Grundy Center, number one versus number two. Spartans number one, the Regals number two. And we'll have that for you coming up tomorrow afternoon, 106.3 FM. We'll have that at 1:45. That's at 1:45. Remind me, Buttons, I got to talk to you about working in there after the show. Remind me of that. But 1:45 tomorrow on 106.3 FM. So if you're accustomed to listening to us or Todd and Alex from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, although the game will probably be done by 4:30-ish, I would imagine, 4:30, 4:45, you'll have to listen in on 1600 AM or the stream or your mobile app or a smart speaker. So we wanted to let you know about that. And best of luck to the Regals coming up tomorrow as they go for the state championship.
Should be a dandy, I would think. And Marv Cook has his team in the championship game once again at Regina. And this is a much anticipated matchup. I think folks have been eyeing this game all year.
Yep, they have been. The one all year they are eyeing. Speaking of Todd and Alex, they got your chance to win a $30 gift card from the Vernon Village True Value, which is also a wonderful holiday gift. They've got everything you need for your home improvement needs, and they have experts there to help get it done. And you can find them at 3501 Mount Vernon Road Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They'll have your chance to win a $30 gift card coming up between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And, of course, we have a delicious bottle of Cedar Ridge Bourbon, sorry, Kentucky, to give away coming up on our program here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. Basketball news, Mark, to talk about. Members of the Iowa men's basketball team talking on Zoom with the media today. A lot of people talking about the newcomers, Chris and Keegan Murray, how they have matured in their year in prep school and believe that they're going to be helpers. I would agree with that as far as this year's basketball team is concerned. And talking about Tony Perkins as well and others. Do have some scheduling news today, and that is with Ben Jacobson and the UNI men's basketball team, Mark, as the Panthers were scheduled to be going to Lincoln, Nebraska, and they were going to take part in the MTE that Nebraska was hosting, but we have had a last-minute change. In a week from today, you and I will be playing in South Dakota up at Sioux Falls in the Bad Boy Mowers Crossover Classic, Mark. They will be playing, well, probably just wrapping up about now, 1 week from today. By the way, it is at least on as of the moment, college basketball, and it's great to say college basketball is 1 week out. Probably not going to be any fans watching. Who knows what it's going to look like, but I think we're going to have college basketball a week from today.
Shaping up to be a very ambitious schedule for the Northern Iowa Panthers. They're supposed to be have a forecast to have a very good team to win the Missouri Valley Conference, but previously it was announced you and I was going to play Wisconsin, and now West Virginia, the Big 12. So again, an ambitious move once again for Ben Jacobson and his program.
Yeah, they're going to start with West Virginia at 1 o'clock next Wednesday up in Sioux Falls. West Virginia, consensus top 15 team. You and I probably in there about 25 to 35, right in there. The other games in that classic are going to be St. Mary's taking on Memphis. Creighton goes up against South Dakota State. And then Utah State will take on Wichita State, of course, without Greg Marshall. That news coming out there yesterday. And that will be a three-day tournament, November 25th through the 27th. So UNI is going to get some very good competition there to help them out as far as their RPI and et cetera is concerned. And that's what you have to do in 2021, if you're a mid-major, much different than it was with the new pods and things like that than it was even 5 or 6 years ago when you could be a second-place team in the Missouri Valley, maybe play one or two tough non-conference games, win one of them, and you were looking pretty good. And now with this whole new pod system You got to go out and do this if you're UNI.
Yeah, these types of games are just going to be an RPI helper, regardless of if UNI wins or loses. Certainly wins against Wisconsin, the Wisconsins and West Virginias of the world would be a big boost. And I'm really anxious to see how this season's going to play out in many regards, whether UNI can, you know, you and I play well enough to not only compete in these games against Big Ten and Big 12 teams, but to win or finish very high in the Missouri Valley Conference. Again, we don't know what's going to happen during the course of the season, but aside from all that, it makes for an interesting season for you and I.
Yeah, it does. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to talk about the UNI Panthers here a little bit. No Cyclone Tim. We were not, there will not be the NBA draft tonight on the radio. It was not offered up. I'm not sure why. Usually it is from ESPN. It is not this year. So sorry to say that. Sorry to say that. But thank you for inquiring about that. If you want to get your early fantasy football questions in to Chris Liss of rotowire.com, certainly available for you to do that. Again, that is 319-366-1600. No, we will answer your question 1527 coming up before the end of the program. So stay tuned for that. We do have some local news as far as the coaching ranks concerned today. Mark, familiar face announced his retirement earlier on today. Our friend Paul James, longtime coach at Cedar Rapids, Washington. The last 4 years he has been at Linmar guiding the Lions, and he announced his resignation today. I would imagine it is a resignation slash retirement. I'm not going to put words into Paul's mouth or anything like that, but we know one thing, there will be a new coach at Linmar for football next fall.
Yeah, and I think you would agree with these sentiments, Scott. Paul James was a joy to cover, both when I was at the Gazette and, you know, we made our tailgate tours. We couldn't do that this year because of the pandemic, but visiting with Paul, whether it be at Washington or Linmar, he had a terrific record, nearly 20 seasons as a head coach and, of course, an assistant long before that under Wally Sheets. And one of his staff mates, I talked to him today, John Gavin, who lives in Florida, and he was remarking about what a terrific defensive mind Paul has. He's also not bad on the offensive end as well.
Nope.
Won 109 games and lost 79 in 19 seasons. And I was following social media today, Dan McCarney, the former Iowa State head coach and, you know, longtime college football coach, obviously interacted with Paul many times when Dan was in the state. And Dan commented what a great shaper of young people that Paul was, in addition to being an excellent football coach. So we wish Paul the best. Again, really enjoyed working with him over the years.
Yeah, and some great teams and great individuals. So many great tailbacks that he had, of course, at Cedar Rapids, Washington. And you go back in 2003, probably the year a lot of people remember, the Warriors getting all the way to the state championship game. That not only we broadcast, but was also broadcast on ESPN television back in 2000. Mm-hmm. In three, that team with a whole bunch of guys, Adrian Arrington leading the way on that group, Seuss at quarterback, McGrath in there, and the like, and made it to the championship game. Fell to West Des Moines Valley that year, 17-7, up at the Uni Dome. But we wish Paul the best out there, and I know he's going to be, he'll still be around and watching football. I know that. So we wish him the best if it indeed is a retirement out there.
I would echo those sentiments for sure.
By the way, Adrian's a pretty good bowler, too.
Yeah, his name's in the paper a lot. The former Washington Warrior and Michigan Wolverine receiver, played in the NFL for a brief time, and a really nice guy. And yeah, he's a good bowler.
Not bad. You can do. He's a great athlete, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta be an athlete when you're a bowler, right?
Well, it helps. You know, why are the rusty nails in last place? Well, it isn't because we don't have athletes. It's something else.
319-366-1600. We got the NBA draft coming up tonight. Tyrese Halliburton will hear his name called. Speculation is he is probably late single digits, early double digits as far as where he is going to land. A lot of people pointing at the New York Knicks for Halliburton. We shall see how it all plays out. The trades that will go down, the NBA, of course, in their infinite wisdom, they do not announce the trades beforehand. They announce trades, I believe, after the proceedings and the picks have been made. And sometimes picks are made with the knowledge of a trade that has already been made, and people kind of go, huh? Why do they need this guy? Well, it's because it's been a part of a trade, and then they announce it afterwards. So, wish they'd do it the other way, but that's kind of the way the NBA has done it, and so be it.
Halliburton is the only reason I'm going to be interested in paying any attention at all to the NBA draft tonight. And CBS Sports has him number 6 in the first round going to Atlanta. If he lands in that slot, he stands to make $4.8 million in his first year and $5.3 million in his third year. But it's really a crapshoot, and I don't know that there's really a bona fide star coming out of this draft. I want to follow the career of James Wiseman, who, you know, couldn't play in college, but widely regarded. And I think last year he was regarded as a number one overall pick, and perhaps he still will be. LaMelo Ball is a guy that a lot of mock drafts have going number one. But you got players in France and Israel and Argentina and so forth. Nobody knows anything about, but some of these teams are going to take those players, and that's fine. They've worked out in the past. There's no question about that. But, you know, guys we haven't even heard of, unless you're a hardcore basketball fan.
Or Fran Fraschilla.
We do have a poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, related to the NBA draft. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team down in Iowa City. Who will Minnesota take with the number one pick in tonight's NBA draft? Will it be James Wiseman, LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards? He's a guard out of Georgia, by the way.
Very good player.
Or finally, the pick will be traded. Go ahead and vote.
I would go with Edwards. I think he's the best player coming out, but that is my opinion. And just basing it on the very brief college glimpse that we had as far as that young man is concerned. And I think it's going to be Wiseman or Ball. Just have to wait and see how it all plays out. But we'll find out. Cajun Troy agrees with me. Edwards, the kid from Georgia.
I read or saw an interesting story about Edwards. I didn't know much about the kid, so I wanted to learn more. And he really prefers football over basketball. And if he said he was drafted by the NFL or had an opportunity, he'd give up basketball. And which may or may not, sound the alarm about his commitment to basketball. But kind of an interesting story in that regard.
Yeah, 67-17 brings together what the NBA draft is all about over the last decade or so, maybe even decade plus, but 67-17 lets us know who knew who Luka was before Dallas drafted him. And that is correct. And this is a great term, lottery, because this is basically a lottery ticket you are buying, a very expensive lottery ticket that you are buying, because there is no sport that does more long-term dividend speculation than the NBA. NFL, you need a guy that's going to help you right now. You need a guy.
Luka being Luka Doncic and not Luka Garza, obviously.
Not Luka Garza, no. But it could be next year. Who knows? Or the year after, because Luka has another year of eligibility thanks to the NCAA. But we digress a little bit. But yes, the Dallas Mavericks hit pay dirt when they took that young man. And that's what everyone's going to be trying to do and duplicate coming up tonight. Easier said than done. But you got a guy that may not see hardcore time for a while. Like I said, the NFL, you got to get a guy in there right away if he's the number one draft pick, including quarterbacks now. And, of course, baseball is different with the minor league system. But even number one picks in baseball are making it in their first year over the last couple of seasons anyway. So we'll see how it all plays out. But the basketball draft, a little bit unusual out there. But we'll see, and best of luck to Tyrese Halliburton tonight and how he will where he will call home over the next several seasons as far as the NBA is concerned.
Am I right about this, that this draft really doesn't have a surefire, bona fide star in it? I mean, there may be some stars that develop. There's no question about it, and it probably will, but you don't have a, Anthony Davis, or you don't have certainly a Kobe Bryant or LeBron James or folks like that. I'll be interested to see, as little interest as I have in the NBA, who among this draft crop is going to be a star in the NBA.
Obi Toppin is the one I want to kind of follow a little bit, not only tonight, but in the first couple years. The young man out of Dayton was hand-in-hand with Luka Garza as far as player of the year last year is concerned. A lot of people saying that his game might not be perfect for the National Basketball Association. But we'll wait and see. How it plays out. And, yeah, you got a lot of guys that are coming out early, and you got a lot of guys from overseas. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out coming up this evening.
Yeah, probably be some kid from Serbia, 7-footer, who shoots the three really well, something like that. I don't know.
If you're a 7-footer and you can shoot the three, if you can handle the rock a little bit, you're going to make a lot of money. You're going to make a lot of money, no doubt about that. All right, we'll talk about guys that are already making a lot of money with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, as he will field your fantasy football questions. So get them ready to go on the text line at 319-366-1600. You can call us as well, 319-366-1600. We'll take a break, come back, and talk with Chris right after this.
Hello, and welcome to Elf Training 101. Today, we'll be learning about decorating Santa's castle.
Ooh, I love this stuff. Come on, let's put up the light to get the big striped North Pole sign up on the roof.
Now, just a minute, Jingle. There are a few things we need to learn before we decorate.
Like how to string popcorn?
No, like safety procedures.
Safety? What?
Just like Linn County REC taught us. For example, we always check our lights to be sure they have a UL safety certification.
Got it. I'm gonna go get the hammer to get started.
And we never use metal staples or nails because that can damage the insulation on the wires.
Oh.
And when we put the North Pole sign on the roof, we make sure it's clear of overhead power lines.
Huh.
You see, safety is a big part of holiday decorating.
I guess I've got a lot to learn.
For homework, go to LynnCountyREC.com and get all the info.
Okay, is toy making next?
Next, we study elf fashions throughout the decades.
Power up safely this holiday season with help from Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Keeping cozy inside with a beautiful view of the outside is exactly what you need this winter. And Alexander Lumber has just the right windows from WeatherShield. With a unique ability to combine stunning style with energy efficiency, WeatherShield is creativity expressed in smart design. Alexander Lumber is excited to welcome the full line of WeatherShield windows to the family. See them today at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Experience the benefit of Blue with a Medicare supplement plan from Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. With our plans, you'll enjoy nationwide access to care, optional dental, vision, and hearing coverage, and more. Call 1-888-616-8927 or go online to wellmark.com/Medicare plans. You may even qualify for a special household discount. This is the benefit of Blue. Walmart Blue Dental product available to Iowa residents only. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Walmart Medicare supplement insurance plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
A tattoo doesn't have to be forever. Get rid of it at Cosmetic Solutions. They have the most complete tattoo removal available in the Cedar Rapids area. The Enlightened system can even de-ink color that other systems can't. So put your tattoo in the past. Get info at CosmeticSolutionsLaser.com.
And we are back in the gym class here in KGYM. We're going to have your opportunity to win some Cedar Ridge bourbon coming up before 4 o'clock here today with Mark's Bourbon Bonanza question of the day. And we'll have that for you here before 4 o'clock. 319-366-1600. That is the number to text us or call your question for our guest, Chris Liss of rotowire.com. His appearance is brought to you by I'm On Communications. They are the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports, fantasy football here on KGYM, as well as our knockout pool as well. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself, Scott?
We're hanging in there here in eastern Iowa. So hope you and yours are doing the same in Portugal. Probably a good place to be right now. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't know anything about what's going on in Portugal.
It was. Like in the first wave, it was. But it's bad here, too, now. So,
is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems
yeah.
like it's bad all over Europe and the U.S.
Yeah. Too bad. Well, stay safe. Stay safe.
Chris, I know you're excited about the G-men being back in the race for the NFC East title, but what's going on today? We heard maybe fisticuffs between Joe Judge and Mark Colombo. Those have since been refuted, but why would you ever mess with Colombo? He's like 6'8 and three bills.
Yeah, exactly. Never fight the offensive line coach, right? I mean, you got the ex-special teams coach. He's like coaching kickers and stuff, and he's fighting the offensive line coach. It's kind of like when Tony Soprano got him in that fight with Bobby Bacala, you know, his husband. They got drunk and they got in this fight, and then Tony lost, and then Tony had to take revenge because he was obsessed with the fact that he lost the fight. It's probably something like that, and they had to fire the coach. But as you said, they deny it, so who knows if it actually happened. But they did fire their offensive line coach. The offensive line's been a little bit better lately. They're actually run blocking a little. And Danny Dimes isn't like running for his life on every single play, and he's turned the ball over less. So, as you mentioned, Mark, we're a contender, unlike the Bears. So I'm sorry.
That did not take long, too. Yes,
no, fair enough. He's absolutely right. They're awful on offense.
True.
You know, I had him as my best bet on Monday night, getting 2.5. I was like, they're going to control Dalvin Cook, and Cousins is not going to light them up, and the Vikings defense isn't very good. And I just thought. And they even got a kick return touchdown. All you had to do was get one touchdown, just one. It was the most – I've never experienced futility like rooting for the Bears offense on Monday night. I couldn't believe how bad it was.
Oh, man. Man alive.
It's historic, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. 1288. Let's get right to the questions here, Chris. Half-point PPR league, total coin flip at wide receiver. What do you feel better about, either Boyd or T. Higgins? Thank you.
I would say that is a coin flip. I think Boyd is safer. Higgins has more upside. So if you're a favorite, start Boyd. If you're an underdog, start Higgins.
1207 has a two-parter, Chris. I'll read them one at a time. Standard league here. Tight end, Fant or Logan Thomas?
Fant's a little banged up. I would probably go with him if he can go. But if not, then obviously Thomas against the... who are they playing? The Bengals.
Second part needs a flex player. Fulgham, Galladay, who I think is okay now, and Drake.
I got to go Galladay.
All right. 319-366-1600. We move on here to 7966 with a couple of questions here. Non-PPR league, Hockenson or Waller this week?
That is a close call. I'm going to say Hockenson on a hunch, but Waller's capable of going off too. Now, I'll say Waller. They're going to need the defense. I don't know if you heard about this, but the whole Raiders defense is on the COVID list. Now, they don't all have COVID. They just got on the list because they were in contact with somebody. So the Chiefs, who also lost to the Raiders, I know you're probably aware that the Raiders drove the bus around Arrowhead.
Yes, I'm very much aware.
Yeah, so, the Chiefs are not going to let up, and so the Raiders are going to have to throw. And so yeah, maybe Waller. Go Waller.
Yeah, Big Red does. Big Red remembered that, and when he was told about it. So
Andy Reid off the bye too. He's always very good off the bye week. So
yeah, 79-66 continues in that same non PPR. Needs a wide receiver that can help me win right now. Well, join the club, 79-66. We're all in there. He has Diggs, Amari Cooper, Hollywood, and Antonio Brown. What do you think about that?
Diggs is off, right? Diggs is off. Hollywood Brown has been terrible. Amari Cooper is your guy.
There you go. Take Cooper.
Chris, what's your latest on Matthew Stafford? Thumb injury? Is this something folks are going to have to go to RotoWire on Sunday morning to see what's happening?
I mean, he should, but I think he's going to play. I think it looks good for him. But, yeah, double check. Always double check. But, yeah, I think it's probably 80-90% he's going to play.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. John on the text line, do you think Ahmed, running back Miami, has any value?
I do. He's outplayed everybody who's still healthy there. They released Jordan Howard. And I don't think Myles Gaskin is back for a couple of weeks, and who knows even what happens then. So I would use him if I need a running back for sure.
79-66, do I dare start Herbert over Rodgers this week?
Yeah, I would. I would do it. It's the Jets. I mean, the problem with the Jets is they're so bad, they may just get a lead and take it easy. But I would take Herbert over Rodgers this week.
Yeah. Well, the defense has had moments for the Jets.
That's right. The defense has been okay, but it's they actually look good against the Patriots. Flacco actually made some nice throws that shocked me. I thought he was completely over the hill. But yeah, I mean, I just think the Chargers. Herbert's been about equal to Rodgers most games, and then Rodgers has a tough road matchup in Indy. So go with Herbert.
There you go. 319-366-1600. Fantasy football questions for Chris Liss of rotowire.com. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. Again, that number is 319-366-1600. You can text those to us, or you can call in on the phone lines. Button's ready to go to take your phone call. Again, that is 319-366-1600. And what about that catch by DeAndre Hopkins last week? Got me a lot of points. Did not get me a win, though.
Well, if you had Murray and him, it probably would have. The throw was even crazier than the catch, I think, because he was running to his left full speed, and he had to stop and step into that thing and still get it, not just in the end zone because it's a long throw, but also like a catchable ball, which he did. You see so many quarterbacks just throw it out of bounds. They're like, ah, come on, it's the last play of the game. They're throwing up for grabs. And then Hopkins just kind of had such good concentration that everyone else was freaking out. You know, I think it was like Clint Eastwood in The Unforgiven when everyone, was shooting and getting scared, and he just calmly walks and shoots the guy. Hopkins is sitting there completely almost relaxed, just jumps up and grips it, and it's got this iron grip and pulls it in, no problem. It wasn't even tipped or juggled or anything.
Carson Wentz, 2 points. 2 points! Chris,
yeah,
I get zero for watching that.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, there's a lot of bad quarterback scores. Wentz is tough. He's having he's running a lot, which is good, but he is not connecting. He's got a lot of injuries. He's got guys back now. They have Jeffrey back. He didn't do anything. They have Jalen Reagor back. Fulgham did nothing. Miles Sanders isn't being used in the passing game. Dallas Goedert. They had Richard Rodgers as the leading receiver. So I'm not really sure what's wrong. The offensive line isn't good, but I'm not sure. And that was against the Giants, too.
Yeah, never been happier to get Mahomes off his bye week this week.
Yeah.
Ryan and Walford in the text line, Chris needs 3 of these and a full PPR, or if you look at it another way, eliminate 2 of the 5. McKissick, Swift, Mixon, Gibson, and Hunt.
I would definitely keep Swift and Hunt, and then you got to check whether Mixon is going to play. That's the thing, he would be gone, and then if he's playing, then eliminate the two football team players. But if he's out, then you got to choose between McKissick and Gibson, and that is a coin flip. I'm going to say Gibson, but very close.
62-75 in a standard league, Chris, for needs two of these three running backs, Ronald Jones, Antonio Gibson, or Daryl Henderson?
I would say sit Henderson because it's just that three-headed monster is very unpredictable.
2030 as a defense question, Chris. Cleveland or Miami?
I would go Miami.
Dolphins have been tough as of late. And by the way, should wear those throwback uniforms every week. No matter if the aqua or the white ones, doesn't matter. Please wear them every week.
The heyday of the Dolphins.
Yes.
Yeah, that was when they were good.
Shula time. Honoring their former coach, late coach. 7966 asking a rhetorical question here. Is there a player out there not on the radar yet that could help win leagues in a non-PPR? Maybe somebody that is awaiting an injury? I don't know. Out there, that's her question.
I'll give you one. Mecole Hardman.
Oh, Chiefs. Okay.
Yeah. Sammy Watkins seems to be hurt a lot, and they're getting Hardman involved before the bye, and he's in year two. Maybe this is where he takes off in the last 5 games. Obviously, anyone who's available is not going to be a sure thing, but there's some ceiling there.
I think on that defensive question, folks should pick up whatever team the Bears are playing going forward, okay?
Yeah. Good bet. It's a good bet.
85-93, a quarterback question. Do I start Aaron Rodgers this week or pick up someone like Teddy Bridgewater or even Jameis Winston off the bench?
I mean, I like Winston. I like Bridgewater's matchup, but I wouldn't get too cute in this. I mean, I'd go with Rodgers probably.
37-53, Chris needs two of these three quarterbacks in a PPR league. Tannehill, Alex Smith, wow, what a game he had, and Phillip Rivers, two out of the three.
I would go Tannehill and, man, Rivers and Alex Smith, you're really pushing it here. I would say Tannehill and Alex Smith, but I don't like it. Tannehill and Alex Smith.
Okay. It's a great story, though, Alex Smith is. I mean,
even
to be out there. And I know he's years in Kansas City, just a great guy, and family is great, does a lot of things for the community. And I didn't think he was ever going to play football again, let alone be a starting NFL quarterback. But here he is in Washington doing it.
Yeah, I just think it's really he really took advantage of Kyle Allen's injury.
PPR League 7508 asking Herbert or Watson.
That's actually a good one, but I'm going to go Herbert because Watson's got the pass.
Chris, who's your top couple three rookies at this point in terms of fantasy?
Well, it looks like I still think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be fine. There's been some weird game flow games for the Chiefs and bye, and I think he'll get his. DeAndre Swift looks great, and I think that's going to continue because he's going to keep the job. He looks really good. And then, if you look at the receivers, there's some new guys emerging like T. Higgins, Chase Claypool, Michael Pittman. But if you want to, probably the guy that's been the best most of the year is CeeDee Lamb. So, the receiving class was supposed to be so good and disappointed a little bit. But now you see guys coming up. Denzel Mims made some plays last week. There's just guys coming up that are starting to play better. Jerry Jeudy had a big game. So, the class has started to show its depth and its skill.
Yep, very much so, very much so. 3:48, got about a minute remaining here. If you'd like to get some questions in to Chris at 319-366-1600, which 3354 has done. Needs two running backs in a PPR league. Miles Sanders, Bernard, I would imagine Gio Bernard, J-Rob, and Ballage.
I would go Sanders, and then Bernard. It depends, if Mixon's playing or not. Obviously, if Mixon's playing, you're not going to use him. But I kind of and James Robinson's good, but it's a tough matchup. I would go with Ballage. He's the guy there for another week until Eckler comes back, and he's got the Jets.
0459, would you drop Chris Debo Samuel at this point?
I did.
I wouldn't. I would not. I mean, it depends, obviously, on what's available. But I have him in a couple leagues, and I'm hanging out. He might be back next week after the bye.
Who's going to throw it to him? Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins is terrible, but Nick Mullins takes chances, so he'll keep throwing it.
95-54, a puzzler of all time, Burkhead or Breida?
Burkhead. Breida's barely playing, and if he's even healthy.
29-16. Mark, you want to take that one?
Yeah, Tom Brady or Herbert?
Herbert, I think. Rams have a tough defense.
Why? Things we never thought we'd hear us say.
Well, you know, Brady is, you know, he's not, it's not vintage Brady yet still. We've got a lot of good players around.
Yeah.
You wait, that Rams defense is going to take him a long way.
Yeah, the Rams defense is good. This will be a good matchup. This is going to be a good game on Monday night.
Yeah. All right. Chris, tell us a little bit about rotowire.com, how people can take advantage of the great opportunities you guys have.
Yeah, if you like this segment or you have questions about start sit or injury questions or any of that sort of thing, rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. You sign up, you get everything we have, and then 10 days later you decide whether you want to subscribe in earnest, and if you don't, then you don't. So totally free, rotowire.com/trial.
There you go. And they've got all sports, everything out there. From golf to
Cricket. I don't know anything about cricket, but we have it.
There you go. All right, Chris, have a good weekend. Take care. We'll talk next week.
Take care, folks.
All right, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joins us on Wednesdays. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. It is 3:50. Mark, we have a bottle of bourbon we need to give away here today with Mark's Bourbon Bonanza Question of the Day.
And it goes like this, so we'll take caller 6, right, Scott?
Yeah, we'll start with caller number 6. They can win a delicious bottle of Cedar Ridge Bourbon, number one seller in the state of Iowa, Kentucky. And, of course, Cedar Ridge Bourbon makes a great holiday gift for friends, family, coworkers, loved ones, people like that. Well, you see how quickly, you didn't, but Buttons looked at me very quickly. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, the question is, Cedar Ridge Bourbon contains corn grown on a farm near this eastern Iowa town. It's actually Cedar Ridge's owner's farm. But corn grown on a farm near this eastern Iowa city is contained in Cedar Ridge Brewing, bourbon.
And we have said this before, this town.
Yeah.
Many times. Many, many times. I knew the answer. So we'll start caller 6 at 319-366-1600. We have hints if we need to give them. 319-366-1600. And we'll take caller number 6. They'll get the first crack at answering our question here today. Back with more after this.
Hey guys, it's fall spruce-up time, and Vernon Village True Value has you covered.
Yeah, Jim. Like Rust-Oleum Ultra Cover Spray Paint for just $2.99 a can. Or a handy wet-dry vac, only $24.99.
You know it, Hal. And a 50-piece cordless drill set is sale-priced at $49.99.
For keeping things looking good at your place, you know where to go. Right, audience?
Yeah!
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road, Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
COVID-19 cases are rising rapidly in our community.
Please do your part to slow the spread and keep our hospitals from becoming overwhelmed.
You can help by wearing a mask in public.
Clean your hands frequently with soap and water or alcohol-based hand sanitizer.
Stay home and seek virtual care when sick.
Avoid group gatherings.
With a recent increase in cases and winter months coming, now is the time to slow the spread of COVID-19.
Thank you for doing your part.
Presented by Unity Point Health St. Luke's and Mercy Cedar Rapids.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
DieHard batteries are reliable in the coldest of weather. Durable no matter what Mother Nature throws their way. Powerful in the face of rain, sleet, or snow. And they're available at Advance Auto Parts with free testing and free installation. No appointment necessary. And this month, enter to win $10,000 and a virtual meet and greet with the Dan Le Batard Show. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. Text LEBATAR to 77333 to enter. Limit one entry per day. See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Ah, yes, we'll get to that coming up in a moment, but hearty congratulations going out to Tom in Cedar Rapids. Tom came up with the correct answer. A lot of people guessed, Mark, the according to Buttons, the location of Cedar Ridge, which is Swisher. Yes, that is where Cedar Ridge is located, and you can go out there and check them out. Be sure to check first their procedures as far as COVID-19 is concerned, but that is not where the farm is located, though, Mark. Whoop, did we lose you? Mark? Did you hit?
I got you.
There you go. Did you hit the mute button again?
I did. My earlobe must be too big for my body. I don't know. I got to find a way to fix that.
Yeah, you do. Put the IT department on it. They will find a way. Or they need to just sit there next to you and, you know, whatever. They'll figure it out.
Swisher would be the logical answer because, as you mentioned, that's the location of the winery. But the answer is the Quint family farm near Winthrop.
Winthrop, Iowa. Eastern Buchanan County. Home of the Buccaneers. Congratulations to Tom. He came up with that correct answer. And another question for you coming up tomorrow to win some delicious Cedar Ridge bourbon. And, of course, the number one selling bourbon here in the state of Iowa. And tonight, Mark, would be week 11 of Bowling Night in America.
Mm-hmm.
But alas, there will not be Bowling Night in America tonight or the next three Wednesday nights until after December the 10th, as bowling is a part of the new restrictions put on by Governor Reynolds in the state of Iowa. And so even though we've been very, very careful, and I believe I have not heard anyone with a COVID-related problem in bowling due to bowling, we've been very vigilant. Tom and everybody at the bowling center has been very vigilant as well. We will heed with the proclamation from the state, and we will not bowl tonight.
Yeah, bowling suspended through December 10th, which is a Thursday, so eliminate that week as well. So we kind of expected that with the governor's proclamations, but I go back to the text about 45 minutes ago from 1527. What are we going to do for these weeks now that bowling leagues have been suspended? I was just getting into the groove of drinking Heinekens and complaining about my wife with my friends. Any suggestions? Maybe send that bottle of bourbon my way. I would say this, that Tom and his folks, they've done a great job out there. They still have open bowling available. The pro shop is available to access as the holiday season comes upon us. So I would encourage you to patronize May City if at all possible, but please call ahead and see what the protocols are that Tom establishes out there. But again, open bowling available at May City while leagues are on suspension. The number out there is 362-0136. Also visit the website maycitybowlcr.com. And I would encourage the Rusty Nails maybe to do some open bowling this next week.
One of our members came up with that idea, which was quickly poo-pooed by several others. not me, but several others there. And 6608, thank you very much for the sentiment. You guys are pros, so you should get to keep bowling. We are not, even though we have pretty good averages, but not nearly the top averages in the league. So we will get back there when we can get back there. Mark, have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you then.
All right. Todd and Alex next on KGYM.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At CDW, we get that even the biggest jobs need a fit on your lap.
It's true. My entire workday happens right here on my lap.
And you can get it.